My main concern is I have a couple classes with caregivers, explaining to them what this is all about, what effect it had on me, and listen to other people talk to what they're going through, because the caregiver suffers. That's the thing. And the Alzheimer's, your loved one, at least for me, is in a world of their own. And sometimes they recognize you. Most of the time, Carol recognized me, and I tried to see her every day. I had her at the Willows, which is 3 miles away, so that worked out well. But you see them, especially after the medicine stopped, and when they're going downhill, that there's some days when they don't recognize you, and that's hard. It's a killer. That's the hard part. And Dr. Jaika, God love him, he warned me of some of the phases she would go through, because she had it for 10 years. And he said, Ron, the first five, you know, it's she's there, but she'll still do things and that, and there'll be some lucid moments. And then he said, possibly she may go the other direction and become more violent and aggressive. And she was that way for 2 years. And finally, my family and my close friends said, Ron, you can't take care of her anymore. Because we vowed, we'll always take care of each other. You know, you'll never be in a home. And the hardest day of my life was when I had to take her to the, and drop her off at the home. And then they suggested that I didn't see her from 4 to 6 weeks, because she had to get in a new routine for her life. And that, especially the first year when she was there, was very hard. Basically, surround yourself with support, because most people say, I'm going to take care of you, don't worry. And if you do that, what you don't realize is you start to lose your life. And for example, early on, my son Nick would come up and say, Dad, I got 3 birthday cards for Mom. So right away, Carol, why'd you send him 3 birthday cards? You know, wrong thing to say. The best thing is, Carol, Nick got the birthday card, said thanks. Mm-hmm. And it took me 3 years initially just to understand the disease and how to handle it. There's a book out called A Dignified Life by Virginia Bell, who just recently passed at age 100. And God love her, and I read that book, and then my kids read the book, and then I've sent that book to friends back in South Bend at Notre Dame, friends in Florida and all, just so, because that is a very easy paperback to read to explain and understand what this Alzheimer's disease is from a standpoint of what you go through with your loved one, because there is no manual about Alzheimer's and where you fit in it or what's going to happen, because you are of no value to your loved one when you start losing your life, because there's nothing you can do. Dr. Jaika, when Carol passed, he called and he was crying. He said, I'm sorry I let you down. I said, Dr. Jaika, you gave us hope. I said, that's the thing that we cling through, and whatever we can do in order to find a cure for it, whether it be for us or for our children or grandchildren. I mean, that's the only thing we could do. We made one decision, and it's very, for us, it was very important. We told our friends and the people that were around us, we told them what it is. It's ironic, one time Carol went to her hairdresser, and that's when she was still driving, and she told her, and she said, Alex, probably Ron's gonna have to start bringing me out here, because I have trouble finding this place. And Alex knew before I did that she was going through it. She told Alex, I have Alzheimer's.
You talked to, as a caregiver group, what exactly is it you're doing?
I have now? At the Christ the King Cathedral, once a month, the second Monday of every month from 6:30 to 8 p.m., I have a caregiver group where they just come in and it's like a leaderless group. And I tell them a little bit about my background if they're new, if we've got new people there, or if it's the same people coming in, and we just talk and catch up. And if someone's going through something, say, well, you know, I went through the same thing, and here's how it was a help to me, and we share each other. It makes me feel like I'm contributing through the memory of Carol to help others. So what they go through, because in my first years and all that, there weren't a lot of other people that say, Ron, you know, because Carol would say, gee, we're at the gym and you're smiling at all these girls. You might have something going on there, or you're doing, you know, and you understand that she didn't know what she was saying. And some of the people initially take this personal, you know, and they get angry and they yell at each, you know, it isn't that. It's like with Nick, Carol, Nick got the birthday card, you know, and let it go. Because no matter what you say, they're right. So you have to learn to deal with that, and that's not the easiest thing to do. Yeah. I've got some close friends that are going through this now, and I say, back off, just listen to what they say, and then and if it gets to a point, just change the subject. Oh, dear, you got that dress on. That's been one of my favorites. Change the subject, and then they go off to that, you know. So that's a learning process. But do I feel good about doing it? Yeah, I do, because hopefully it's helping someone.